Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meredith Union Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Now, you said you got to get in front of some of these programs, and I guess better, you know, to get ahead, let them know early than let them know late, so go ahead and get started.
All right, yeah, so first thing is, that I wanted to get in front of everybody is if you are a private applicator, we have some changes coming down the line that you guys need to be aware of. So all of us agents got notified of this right before Thanksgiving, and we're just trying to make sure we get the word out to all those private applicators. The EPA has required each state to upgrade or update their certification and training plans, which outlines the private and commercial pesticide certification in the state. And in order to meet those changes, KDA, Kansas Department of Ag, introduced the House Bill 2607, which brings some changes to those private applicator certifications. So if you are a private applicator who either needs to renew or you're thinking of becoming a private applicator, please listen up. So starting January 1st, 2025, there's going to be three options for how you applicators can receive your certification. So the first option, which is a change from the previous of how it used to be, it will now, to take the exam that you have to take to become an applicator, it is changed from an open book test to a closed book test. Now, those will still be offered here at your local extension office. But the biggest change, instead of an open book test, it's now going to be a closed book exam. Now, there are two other options for you to receive your certification. You can attend in-person trainings. We are still working on details on when those are going to be, on when and where those are going to be. But there will be some in-person options trainings, or you can complete a six-module online training that has reviews and activities. So if you're somebody who wants to do stuff in person, there's going to be in-person options, or if you just want to do stuff from your home on the computer, there's going to be an option as well. So I know these are changes. We're just trying to get the word out on them. Now, if you are a private applicator and you have received that renewal notice reminder, which should either come in the mail or via email, and those are usually sent 30 to 60 days prior to that exemption, you can actually still renew in the old way until the old way, i.e. the open book exam at your local office until here at the end of December. So if you have received that renewal notice and you want to take that open book test, I try and get to your local extension office as soon as you can. But that's only for those applicators who have gotten that renewal notice. If you have not gotten your notice, I'm sorry, you're going to have to wait till next year and take either a closed book test or go to one of those in-person trainings or complete it online. I will mention with that, so if you did receive your notice and you want to get that retaken, our office will be closed for the holidays, December 24th through January 2nd. So go ahead and make sure if you want to get that done between now and the 23rd when our offices will be open. So just try and get that out there in front of those individuals who are private applicator certifications. So a lot of information. I know all of us ag agents are still receiving new information each day from our state people. But if you do have some questions, please feel free to give us a call, or you can reach out to the Kansas Department of Ag office and give those questions to those individuals. But we are here to help you guys out with that as well.
We're going to get the word out here early. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.